So glad to have you along as we make our way into the second half of the Wednesday show on this 20th of May, 1 week away from a special event going to be taking place here in North Platte. And with us now to discuss that event a little bit, we have Kelly Barner, Executive Director of the Golden Spike Tower. How you doing, Kelly?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Thank you. Pull your mic just a little bit closer so we can hear you a little bit better, you know, because folks want to hear your bright voice. Today, and you brought your events manager with you, Char DeBlanche. Did I get that right?
Yes, Char DeBlanche.
DeBlanche.
Yeah.
I forgot to get the E on it. That's French. That's French,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is French.
I bet you speak fluid French.
No, too. I don't.
You don't? Okay.
I speak five languages, but not French.
You don't?
No.
But it's a French name. You need to learn French then. Five languages.
Yes,
wow. All right. Well, I'm sure you get some folks that speak other languages out there too, so that might come in handy sometime, huh?
Yes, we do. We just had somebody from the Czech Republic last
no
week.
No kidding.
I've met somebody from England, you know, since I've been
wow.
there. So, yeah, they come from all over.
That's great. Well, the reason I asked you to come here today was to talk about the opportunity. And I think we all hear these big events happening as part of the nation's 250th. We're all celebrating that this year. But something which may at one time kind of appear to be routine with a big boy steam engine, this year is kind of heightened with, lump that in with America's 250th celebration, because this takes you back to kind of the origins of the expansion across the land was the railroad, basically.
Yes.
So this is a cool thing. And so talk about how this came about, because as I understand, going to the UP website, North Platte is not a quote-unquote official stop of the big boy.
Right.
This year. So did you have to do some maneuvering to make this come about and give people the opportunity to see the big boy?
Well, we do have a connection with the Union Pacific, and so they have been gracious enough to park the big boy just to the north of the Golden Spike Tower. And they have done that in the past for us as well. So with our connection with them and they graciously are going to park it out there for us
for our
guests to see.
And the biggest, largest classification railroad out there, and Bailey Yards kind of helps too,
yes,
right?
Yes, it does.
You kind of have
sure
a little pull, don't you?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
So,
well, this will be a great thing, and it is next Wednesday, 1 week away, the 27th. And give us the particulars on people that want to come out that day and get a bird's eye view of the big steam engine.
Okay. So North Platte is not what they call an official whistle stop, which basically means there's no public access, so you can't get up close and personal with the big boy that day. However, like I stated before, they will park the big boy just north of the spike to where you can view it from the tower. And the big boy will be parked from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. You can go up onto the tower, the seventh floor, which is 83 feet in the air. It's an open air deck to where you can look down on the big boy. You can also go to the eighth floor, which is 95 feet in the air. And it has an indoor observation deck that has a 360 panoramic view of Bailey Yards and then, you know, other areas in North Platte. You can see pretty far up there. So
I'm trying to think. I was there for when you were announced as the new executive director. Mm-hmm. Was that on the eighth floor?
Yes,
that was the
eighth floor.
So that's
yes, sir.
Okay, but the seventh has a balcony
that
folks would be able to step out
deck.
On.
Yep, it's open air, so you can go outside and view everything. It's on the Bailey Yard side.
And
so.
It's going to be a real nice day. I'm just putting that out there. You know?
Yes, that's what we're hoping for, definitely.
Not cool and windy and rainy.
Yes.
We'll get that here in the next few days, and then the weather's going to get great. That's great. And your regular admission prices, I'll let you mention those, because you're not upping the prices like, you know, someone could easily do for something like this.
Right.
So what are they?
We are charging our normal admission rates. So adults are $12, seniors 62 and up, or if you're military or AAA, it's $10. Youth ages 6 to 16, it's $6, and then 5 and under is free.
Yeah. Very reasonable considering Very what reasonable. This is, and a chance to see one of the, I don't think it's stretching to say this is an iconic steam engine, nostalgic. I mean, you could use, conjure up several words to kind of describe this event and getting to see the steam engine up close. And even I mean, it goes through, I live in Ogallala, and I know they're making an official stop there, but I never went out there in all my years, you know, working over there, and now I'm just kind of slapping myself.
Right.
But I'm going to try to get out there if it allows to get out and take some pictures next week.
Go.
I think it's
going to
be good. You'll let me in free, right, because I'm media? Right?
Yes, of
course. I'm putting you on the spot.
Of course.
Yeah. I'll give you a free story. How's that?
I'll get you in there.
Yeah. Well, and so I'll get out there and take some pictures and of the crowd, too, because I'm sure you're going to get a lot of people flowing through there.
Yeah, we're anticipating a pretty large crowd. So
10 to 1 next Wednesday, the 27th, at the Golden Spike Tower. I think most people know where it's at, but if they need the address, if you have to punch the address in your phone, just 1249 North Homestead Road here in North Platte.
Yeah.
I just love coming in when I drive in on Highway 30. You know, you get past Hershey, and not too far past, you can see that tower just poking up over the horizon. So
it's a really neat view up there, being up there, and even being on the ground and looking at it, it's pretty substantial. It's pretty big.
So do you know the history of how the tower came about? Because that's something I've never heard anyone talk about when they... You know, came up with the idea of putting that in as kind of an observation for people just to come and observe the rail yards.
So I am not completely abreast on everything yet. I've only been at the Spike now, it'll be going on my third month. So I'm not completely versed in the whole history
yet. Yeah, memorized everything.
But I have not. Yeah. I have not.
You're working on that.
There's been a big learning curve, and I'm learning all things
trains.
Yeah. Yes, I am. Yeah. We have been open since 2008. June 26, 2008 is when they opened the doors to the Spike.
Okay.
And it was for the public to be able to view Bailey Yards, being the largest classification rail yard in the world.
I actually thought it was older than that, so that kind of surprised me. Just 18, coming up on 18 years.
Yeah, then, yeah, huh? We'll have our 20th in a couple of years, so we'll probably have a big celebration then. So
yeah, Char, you're just sitting there and you're saying, "Yeah, keep talking to Killy, right?" I'm fine with that. Right?
I'm fine with that.
But I want to get you in a little bit to talk about it. as an events manager. I'm sure you had a big part of planning this, and are probably still fleshing out some details for next week, how it's all going to work. Just talk about that process a little bit.
Our main objective is to get people from all over the state to come and see the big boy. And like Kelly said, we're not raising our prices just because it is a once-in-a-lifetime event going coast to coast. It's not going to happen maybe ever again. All depends on, I think, the age of the locomotive and, of course, UP.
Yeah, at some point they're going to have to retire it, right?
Yeah. So I think just being able to see the big boy in life is a one-time advantage and special occasion. I would love to see a lot of people out at the Golden Spike Tower to come and see the big boy.
I don't think you have to worry about that. I think this is something that you'd like to, I'll liken it just to a big sports event. You know, it's just on a different level. You know, it's not in the sports arena, but it is a piece of Americana. It's something which there used to be steam engines traversing the country, you know. Late 1800s, I'm thinking, early 1900s, maybe.
Well, the
as far as steam engines.
Mm-hmm.
And
So this tour is it's the first ever coast to coast tour that they've ever done,
mm-hmm.
and it actually starts at the historic milepost zero in Sacramento, California, which is the site where the construction of the first transcontinental railroad began in 1863. So it's quite the historic event, and this is a once in a lifetime opportunity to be able to see it on its coast to coast tour.
Sometime on my big bucket list, I'd like to go all across country on a train. I think that would be
mm-hmm.
a cool thing, and you get to see a side of
of
America you never get to see. But this isn't just an opportunity for folks to come down and look down over the yards from 7 or 8 stories up, and you encourage them to take pictures? Is that something,
absolutely.
Go ahead and do that? You're not restricting that at all?
Nope.
Just be courteous to those around you, obviously. Don't hog a space for too long.
Right.
Maybe move around a little bit, if you're in a prime spot. Yep. I always think of that, too. I know there's a lot of people around, take your pictures, move on, because they might want that, same position, too.
Right.
But that's a great thing. Anything else in conjunction with this either one of you want to mention?
We do have, just to let you know, at Railtown Trading, which is Golden Spike's gift shop.
The gift shop.
We are selling commemorative T-shirts. We've got hoodies. We have pins, collector's mm-hmm. pins. Everybody loves the little pins that they can get.
Mm-hmm.
We also have magnets. What else do we have? Stickers. Just different things, and we did a special T-shirt and hoodie this year that commemorates mm-hmm. the 2026 Coast to Coast Tour. So
mm-hmm. and you're wearing the
I am wearing
T-shirt
it right here. We have it in navy blue and black. So come out and get your commemorative Coast to Coast Tour.
Looks like
big
you have the big boy bursting right
yes.
out of your midsection there.
Yep.
That's great.
Yep.
That's great. Wonderful. Anything else you'd like to add, Char?
Just hoping to see a lot of people out at the Golden Spike Tower.
Okay. Beyond this, are you planning some special stuff for the summer?
We have North Platte Rail Days coming up in August, the 6th to the 9th.
That's a big event, too,
isn't
it?
That is a very big event, and this year it's going to rock.
It's going to rock, you're promising, huh? What do you try to put a little different something a little different every year around that celebration? Or
since Kelly came on, we mm-hmm. Decided to change it a little bit.
Okay.
Not much, but there's going to be exciting
okay.
new events during that
okay.
weekend. So
probably
yeah.
still in the planning stages.
Yeah, we
for
are
that,
in the planning, but
details.
We are ahead with planning, which is good.
I don't want to make you divulge anything too far ahead of time. We can have you on again in July, probably leading into that. What are the dates on Rail Days this year?
Do you know? 6th till the 9th of August.
Okay, August mm-hmm. 6th through 9th. So that's still about a little over 2 months mm-hmm. away. I guess after next week, then you start getting the into the thick of your visitor season and expecting more people to...
Yes, we've actually been very busy this last couple of months. More,
no kidding?
More people coming into the Golden Spike Tower than normal, which is good because of the fuel prices. We thought that we would not have as many visitors, but we actually increased visitors, which is great.
One thing which you probably keep track of how many different states and people from other countries that stop into?
Yes, we do. We actually do.
So how many different states have we gotten so far this year?
Probably 3 or 4.
Okay. So but far. By the end of the summer, probably is going to be...
8 or 10,
okay.
usually.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, and interesting, we have a lot
good
of
amount.
International mm-hmm. visitors, too.
Okay. Yeah, you mentioned somebody from the Czech Republic.
Yes. Yep.
Recently.
Yep. Just last week, they were from the Czech Republic.
Mm-hmm.
We had two young gentlemen there
mm-hmm.
from the Czech Republic. So.
Do you have a like a guest book or something that they can sign when
we
they
do.
Come
we
in?
We do have a digital guest book that if
cool.
you scan the QR code, then it puts the information automatically in for us. So, and then we also have just the old paper and pen guest book as well that we keep track. And we keep track of zip codes so we know exactly where everybody's coming from if you're in the United States. But then if it's overseas, then it's just the name usually is what we do. So,
well, Kelly, welcome aboard again. I was at that first ceremony, and I could tell that was a little bit overwhelming for you too. I'm sure you had thought about that a lot too, and what you're going to say. But when it finally happens and gets to that day, it's kind of like, and you got a lot of eyeballs on you, kind of know the feeling. You did a good job.
Thank you.
And remember that. And I'm sure you've had thoughts in your head about, you know, you don't make wholesale changes because you got a good thing going, but yet you've got ideas that you want to implement too, as of everybody that takes over an operation. They've got some things you think will enhance the features. Mm-hmm. A lot of great things already going on, but maybe enhance it.
Yep. We really hit the ground running, to be honest with you, and I've got a great staff. And so for this season, we're kind of going with what we have, what we know works at this point. Mm-hmm. We do have thoughts and ideas of possibly how to change some things up, but I wanted to go through our first busy season with the way that we have done it in the past, and just to see where we can enhance, where we can, make changes to make it better. And
sure, you ask for feedback from people.
Yep. Right. So, and my staff have been really great. I really don't know what I would do without them, to be honest with you, because this job is a pretty big job, and there's no way one person can do it. So I rely heavily on my staff, and they've been doing great. So
a little more than a standard 8-to-5 job, would you say?
Yes, it is. It's very much so more than a standard 8-to-5 job.
What are your, for folks, for some reason, maybe they already planned another trip, not able to make it, but they want to get out to the Golden Spike, what are your hours?
We'll start our busy season hours, which start Memorial Day, and that will be from 9 to 7, and that will go until Labor Day.
And is that every day of the week then?
Mm-hmm. Yep, every day of the week. There are 6 days that we are closed, but that's like Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year's, some of those days. But our website will always have whether we're open or not, so if you go to goldenspiketower.com, you can get all that kind of information, as well as the North Platte Rail Days information. Our schedule is up out on the goldenspiketower.com for Rail Days, so you can kind of see some of those events. And
great.
So that's where all of our information is kept and where you can be in the know.
All right. Kelly Barner, Executive Director of the Golden Spike Tower, and Char DeBlanche. Did I get it right?
You got it right.
Yeah, I got it right. Events manager, also at the GST, if I can shorten it and use that acronym a little bit.